O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are you, my friend?
Oh, hanging in there. It's another Tuesday.
Tuesday indeed. And that means it's another Tuesday where we are joined by the great Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram on the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Speaking of great, you'll have a great experience if you head on down to Vandermark Jewelers. They're located in Elyria on Broad Street, right across from the hospital. Vandermark Jewelers, that's a trusted name in jewelry. Now, if you stop by, trust me when I tell you, you're going to see why. It is an outstanding jewelry experience. I myself wouldn't say that I'm a jewelry expert. I don't think you are either, are you, Matt?
No, I'm not. I like watches, though. They've got some pretty sweet watches over there.
But when you walk into Vandermark Jewelers, you'll have an outstanding experience.
You will.
I promise you that.
If anything, you'll just leave with a good conversation.
Yes, you can leave with a great conversation as well. All right, Dave, well, a lot to catch up with you here on. There's all kinds of stuff going on. And I know a little bit earlier today, you gave the fine folks an update on ChronicleT.com on Dave Gibson. And it seems like, you know, the status there is not all that great.
Yeah, I think we can all agree, over genders and political, affiliations and everything, everything under the sun, what divides us, is one thing, but what unites us all is that, cancer sucks.
Yes.
Cancer is a terrible disease and no matter what, I mean, it's one of those things that you don't wish on anybody. We're all pulling for Dave Gibson, to hopefully, beat this and fight it. And, nobody deserves that, so hopefully, there'll be sunnier skies ahead, but we're all thinking of him and his family at this time. And, that's one of those things that, on down the line as we deal with this, with this massive lawsuit, and covering that doesn't go away. From everybody that I've talked to, that's one of the things that doesn't go away. The judgment doesn't go away if unfortunately he passes. So we're kind of in a holding pattern as it goes on any new news from that, and with the appeal having gone forward, we'll keep you posted. But Dave Gibson and his whole family are in our thoughts, at this time.
No question about that. We share those same thoughts. No question about it. All right. Well, some other orders of business I want to hit on here as well. The Lorain County Commissioners have tabled the idea of this building department application. I know that's been a point of conversation for us for a little over a month now, I guess. And I know there are a lot of people who are very much for it. There are some folks who have come out against it. Well, why have the commissioners decided to table this?
Yeah, and Matt Lundy, the other day I asked him, what the deal was, and he basically said, look, there's just some other details we need to work out, some T's crossed, I's dotted. Right now at this point, depending on what the commissioner's decision was, and they were kind of prepared to go ahead and give County Administrator Jim Cortez the go ahead to go down to the Board of Building Standards down in Columbus and apply to get the ball rolling. That's going to be anywhere from a 6-week, more like a 2-month process to actually get the application in and see that through the process until, the Board of Building Standards makes its decision. So it's one of those things that they from the commissioner's standpoint, I think they just want to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people out in the townships, and especially the township trustees, who are, I would say about 95% against this from the ones that have spoken up in public about it. There's others who have been in favor, and they've said, it can't hurt. This is one of those things. It's like it's going to protect, and the proponents, have said this is going to protect you from crooked contractors. It's going to make sure that the contracts are bonded, that they are, that they are doing things right according to plan. This is not one of those things where, like Mr. Cortez had said previously, where we're going to have county employees waiting outside Home Depot every time you buy a new, every time you buy a new, food, a sink disposal unit or a hot water heater that we're gonna we're going to come and watch you through binoculars while you're installing it. I'm like, no, that's not what we're doing here. But and a lot of it's not even going to, you know, going to affect, you know, those folks. I mean, a lot more folks are updating their existing property these days rather than buy or sell new or move. And people are updating what they have. You know, I'm a homeowner. I've been doing that myself. You know, and I'm in a place where I have a city building department. So they're watching over my shoulder to make sure I don't get taken. But then they're also, you know, yeah, does it cost a little bit more? Yeah, but it's, you know, it's a little bit more money, you know. So, and again, maybe that's inserting myself into the discussion a little bit more than I should, but at the same time, those are the arguments on either side. It's like, yeah, it's going to cost time and money, you know, on one side, and say, you know, we don't want Big Brother in our backyard. At the same time, Big Brother's saying, well, it's not necessarily what we're doing. You know, we're trying to protect you. You know, so those are going to be the arguments on either end at this. But for right now, it's tabled. So.
Any idea how long this will be tabled? Like when can we expect this to kind of come back into the mix?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question, and I'll see what I can find out. And you know, I get my hands on the agendas a little bit before everybody else. You know, with maybe the exception of the commissioners themselves, you know, a lot of that set in there, and the clerk's office has that all down. But if I see it on an agenda, be rest assured, I'll be at the meeting when they start to discuss it.
So how would it work? Would an inspector go to a house to like look over a project after it's completed and say, okay, this is good? Or
well, that's one possibility. Okay. You know, mostly it's going to be people who actually come in and pull the permits.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be projects that are already kind of on the commissioner's radar. So you're going to see a lot more of that. When somebody comes in and says, "Hey, I want to put 300 houses in, whatever township.
Yeah.
I want to put 300 new residential
Columbia.
Units. For example, let's pick, you know, not to pick on the fine folks out in Columbia, which is the fastest growing township out there. You know, and the trustees out there have had discussions with you know, outside, you know, building departments to say, hey, maybe we should have you come in on a contract basis and do some of this work. Because we want to make sure that these things are built right. You know, but let's say, you know, somebody comes in with a new 300, you know, unit development out in Columbia and says, we want to put this in. Mm-hmm. Commissioners are going to find out about that. I mean, they're going to know about that because there are things that you have to do already with the county, come to the county, make sure the planning department is involved,
sure.
You know, in reviewing these plans and saying, well, hey, you know, and make sure that the prosecutor's office is involved saying, hey, you know, there's certain things they have to do and go over everything and make sure it's legally, you know, standardized. So you're going to see a lot more of that as opposed to, again, you know, Joe homeowner, John Q. Public, putting a new water heater in. Like, that's one of those things where if he makes a mistake, you know, he's the only one who's responsible, you know, on that end. It's like the only liability is to him as the homeowner. So again, it's one of those things. But if you go and you pull plans and say, I need to rip up my yard so I can put in this new thing, you know, or if I need a lot of heavy equipment to come in and stuff like that, like, you know, if the county would normally find out about it through the normal course of doing this work, that's where you're going to see a county inspector coming out and making sure that everything's kosher.
Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Well, you got your name in the paper on Saturday. But then again, you get your name in the paper quite often. But on Saturday, I was reading your article about all the details involving the contract with the Lorain County Job and Family Services Union. So for those that maybe didn't get a chance to pick that up, you should. But what are some of the details on this new contract?
Yeah, so I did get my hands on the executive summary of the contract negotiations. United Auto Workers Local 2192, representing the workers at Lorain County Job and Family Services. They're going to see over the next 3 years a 3% increase, 3% raise over each of the coming years. They will be paying a little bit more down the line for their employee health care premiums. Their contributions are going to go from 12% to 15% effective about, in 2 years. Basically from the contract. So in 2021, they're going to see a little bit of an employee healthcare, premium contribution increase. A little bit of a bump in longevity pay, you know, a couple cents, you know, here and there. I think maximum 10 cents for each uh, for each level of longevity that you get. And then a lot of this was just basically like, you know, deleting obsolete language and making changes. You know, JFS doesn't mandate, you know, a kind of a dress code anymore. So that gets dumped out of the language of the contract. When you can take personal days, how much you can take, 4-hour increments, you know, a lot more employers are moving towards 4 hours of a personal leave, you know, or taking half a personal day. You know, if you need to go to the doctor, or if you need to, you know, take your mom or dad to the doctor, or that kind of thing, or if your kid's sick, you know, that kind of stuff. So they're moving towards more of that. And I've seen that in some other contracts as well. You know, and just basically a lot of like cleaning up that, you know, that kind of language. There was nothing really like incredibly controversial, you know, in this contract, it seems. And that might be part of the reason why it moved through negotiations at a pretty good clip and got okayed by, you know, close to 95% of the union, and why, you know, commissioners the day after put their stamp of approval on it.
Good stuff. Well, we are almost at the end of the interview, and that can only mean one thing. We need to break down this week's scanner story. So what kinds of good ones came across the desk of Dave O'Brien this week?
Well, I think the one that I heard where, quote, someone was assaulted with holy water, unquote.
Oh, that's Halloween time. Boy. I mean, that makes sense, right?
You know, I would think that would make it. That would make a little
Were
bit
the
of
frog boys involved.
A little bit of sense.
What was the Frog Brothers, right? Lost Boys was the movie.
Yeah, I think that was the Frog Brothers,
then?
Right?
Wasn't the Corey Feldman or yeah. one of the Coreys there?
Yeah. And I'll give you another water related item before I leave you for the day. Quote: male washing his body parts inappropriately in the sink. Oh, unquote.
At least that one didn't involve holy water. That would have gone very badly.
That could have been a little different.
There. Yes, either way, not a good way to go.
Yeah, that's a little something. At least it wasn't in the basin.
Yeah,
you know, it was in a sink.
Yeah.
So, but maybe that's again in public, and you know, maybe you don't want to do that in public.
Never felt the need for that. I feel in public is wash my hands after using the bathroom. I don't feel much reason to wash anything else.
Yeah, that's I've heard stories, you know, not
well,
about
clearly,
you particularly,
yes.
Mr. Douglas.
Yes, yeah.
Not about you in particular.
Clearly there's some stories out there of other gentlemen who don't feel the same way.
Yikes. Well, let's clean this up by wrapping this up. Dave, a pleasure as always, my friend. Thanks as always for coming in studio. We look forward to doing this again next week.
And thank you, sir, and I look forward to doing it again next week as well.
All right, good stuff. Again, that's Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Stop by and see Jim and Bob and the entire gang. They are right across from the hospital on Broad Street. That's Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. Stop by, and you'll see why. Break time here on Bullseye on the Afternoon as we wrap up hour number one and get ready for the second hour of today's show. In a few moments, Matt will give you an update on the local news here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.